North Korea grabbed headlines on Monday by test launching a series of missiles. The action prompted Japan to table a resolution at the UN Security Council asking that sanctions be imposed on the communist country. A former Canadian diplomat says the situation is extremely serious and deserving of more world attention than it's actually getting. Charles Burton is a former Canadian diplomat in China and a professor of comparative politics at Brock University in St. Catharines, Ontario. Professor Burton, why did North Korea launch these missiles at this time?
Well, I guess that it's normal that a nation would want to test its weaponry, but clearly the timing of the launch is indicative of North Korea wanting to send a message to the United States. The American president had just finished meeting with the Japanese prime minister. The United States had just launched a space vehicle, and probably most importantly, it was American Independence Day, and so everyone was relaxing and enjoying a celebration of the American National Day, and then the president's going to get a message in his ear saying North Korea has just launched a whole bunch of missiles, and obviously that would cause some focus to go onto the North Korea file that North Korea may have felt that the Americans were not paying the sort of attention to them that they felt that they deserved.
Why does North Korea feel that way?
Well, the six-party talks have not been held for a year now. These are the talks from North Korea's point of view to discuss North Korea's acceptance by the international community as a legitimate state and to get diplomatic recognition from the United States. But I think from the point of view of the other nations of the world, the six-party talks are about trying to get North Korea to give up its nuclear weapons threat. And so these haven't been held for a while, and more recently the United States has engaged in some economic sanctions on North Korea, freezing some bank accounts of the North Korean elite, which have caused them some distress in terms of purchasing things abroad. And so I think that I think Pyongyang wants some movement from the United States on their relations with North Korea, and hopes that in the course of the negotiations over their nuclear program and the other issues, that the United States will also provide North Korea with enhanced food aid and energy aid, which has been in abeyance for the last little while, causing considerable suffering to the regime.
So is it likely that the United States will respond favorably?
No, I don't think so. I think that the United States has impressed upon the other nations in the six-party talks, which are the nations that surround North Korea, China, Japan, South Korea, and Russia, to cease aid to North Korea. And the Japanese have said that they will no longer send any more economic aid. They won't allow North Korean ships to dock in Japanese ports, and they will restrict the transfer of funds from North Koreans living abroad to their relatives in North Korea. China and Russia are not as enthusiastic about the idea of economic sanctions on North Korea and encourage more diplomacy. And their argument is that any economic sanctions that one puts on North Korea will only cause the regime to feel more resentful, more isolated, and increase the suffering on the people. I mean, after all, North Korea, on the one hand, has one of the most brutally repressive regimes in the history of man. It's very much out of compliance with the United Nations human rights covenants. And secondly, a significant proportion of the population suffers from a lack of food. So a proportion of the North Korean population is not getting enough to eat, and there's rampant malnutrition and the health problems associated with that. And so the idea of sanctions is a controversial one. And in the past, sanctions on North Korea have not led to the regime being willing to make concessions in terms of what the U.S. wants them to do. I think they didn't get the name Hermit Kingdom for nothing.
So how do you see the situation evolving? It looks pretty deadlocked.
It does look pretty bad. And the six-party talks have been going on for quite a long time without any progress. They're mostly talks about having more talks or whether we'll have talks, this sort of thing. In the meantime, the situation in North Korea continues to fester, and they continue to improve their military technology, thereby creating a greater and greater likelihood that if there was some kind of crisis, that North Korea could wreak havoc that would lead to massive loss of human life. So, you know, it's an extremely serious situation, and I think one which deserves greater attention of the global community. Up to now, of course, the attention of the United States and other countries has been on Iraq and Afghanistan, And in the meantime, the North Korean situation probably presents a greater threat to world peace than other matters such as Iran or Afghanistan or Iraq.
Professor Burton, thank you so much for speaking to us.
Great to talk to you.
Charles Burton is a former Canadian diplomat in China and a professor of comparative politics at Brock University in St. Catharines, Ontario.